Secondary 1, reading aloud, text 4. A Face in the Dark, Ruskin Bond. Mr. Oliver, an Anglo-Indian teacher, was returning to his school late one night, on the outskirts of the hill station of Simla. From before Kipling's time, school had been run on English public school lines, and the boys, most of them from wealthy Indian families, wore blazers, caps and ties. Life magazine, in a feature on India, had once called it the Eton of the East. Mr. Oliver had been teaching in the school for several years. The Simla Bazaar, with its cinemas and restaurants, was about 3 miles from the school, and Mr. Oliver, a bachelor, usually strolled into town in the evening, returning after dark, when he would take a shortcut through the pine forest. When there was a strong wind, the pine trees made sad, eerie sounds that kept most people to the main road. But Mr. Oliver was not a nervous or imaginative man. He carried a torch, and its gleam, the batteries were running down, moved fitfully down the narrow forest path, when its flickering light fell in the figure of a boy who was sitting alone on a rock. Mr. Oliver stopped. Boys were not supposed to be out after dark. "What are you doing here, boy?" asked Mr. Oliver sharply, moving closer so that he could recognise the miscreant. But even as he approached the boy, Mr. Oliver sensed that something was wrong. He appeared to be crying. His head hung down, he held his face in his hands, and his body shook convulsively. It was a strange, soundless weeping, and Mr. Oliver felt distinctly uneasy.